The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients, like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Notre Dame Football News and Notes Show on the OFD Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Voles, site manager, emperor, supreme warlord, and defender of the faith over at onefootdown.com on the SB Nation Network. And today is Saturday, August 28th, and just got a few things to share today. That's what this Notre Dame Football News and Notes show is about, just a quick quick regurgitation of some newsy stuff. So let's get going. First off, we had our one and only major injury from Notre Dame football camp this last week. Unfortunately, linebacker Maris Luafau was playing the Will linebacker. I saw reports broken something or other, whether it's broken ankle, broken leg, but no like ACL tears or anything like that. But it's a broken bone something. And it sounds like he will miss an extended amount of time. Most likely, that means the season. The lower part of that leg, the ankle, leg breaks. Those are usually season-ending injuries. Although nothing official from Notre Dame has come out about length of time with Marist. In his place will likely be J.D. Bertrand. And, you know, I know Shane Simon is still sitting there, but Bertrand was really the one who, he was a big riser in fall camp. He was a guy that everyone started to mention. He was, you know, flashing on the practice field and, you know, was a guy that was going to be hard to keep off the field. Well, now he's going to likely be the starter at will alongside Drew White out there. So, you know, J.D. Bertrand was a guy. Look, Maris Luafau and J.D. Bertrand and they came in the same recruiting class, and both of them were considered to be not likely but possible gray shirts because of numbers and kind of because of, like, you know, where the recruiting ranking was at and, you know, who was recruiting them. You know, Bertrand was once a commitment, committed to Georgia. And I won't say they pushed him out, but it was kind of like, we got like four other guys that are higher ranked kind of a thing, along those lines. But it's just kind of funny. The two guys who came into a class that, you know, everyone was talking about possibly gray shirting, and neither one of them did, by the way. But those are your one and two guys right now at as juniors at the Will linebacker. So Clark Lee knew what he was doing. Notre Dame knows what they're doing, and I'm heartbroken for Marist because I think he was going to have a huge, huge season. There was all indications to say that, to state that he was going to have a big year. But excited for J.D. Bertrand and for the opportunity in front of him. So we'll see what happens there. Notre Dame announced this week their game day policies. despite having a mandatory vaccinations for staff, all staff and students at Notre Dame, they are not going to require vaccinations, proof of vaccination to attend Notre Dame football games. Masks are also optional. Jack Swarbrick went on to say that he expects non-vaccinated attendees to wear masks. But quite frankly, if you're unvaccinated, the chances of you just volunteering to wear a mask outdoors is it's a null. It's absolutely zero. So I doubt that happens. So a little surprised on that, and maybe a lot surprised, just because of what their policies were with, you know, with the rest of the campus. But you know, I don't want to say it is what it is, because I really think they're dunking on themselves here for saying one thing and expecting one thing out of the students and staff, and then for 80,000 people or 70,000, whatever it is, showing up on campus, something else. Like that's not going to affect what goes on around campus. But here we are. They also, you know, in those statements announced that, you know, tailgating's back to normal. The parking lots will open up at 8 a.m. for the first two games in the year. The rest of the games, they'll announce at a later date. I honestly can't remember when or what time the gates were open in the past. I'm pretty sure it was earlier than 8 o'clock. Like, I want to say 6, but I could be wrong there. I don't think I've ever made it up to a game that early unless I stumbled in walking onto campus, and that would have been years ago. They're also still going to have the pep rallies, and these are also open to the public. Again, not that you would require proof of vaccination or masks at the outdoor pep rally, but again, the policy of, you know, not requiring proof of vaccination for the attendees, and they're going to have all these people that, you know, don't know if they're vaccinated or not showing up at all these things. It just doesn't make sense. And I'm not trying to, you know, to push it on you, although I do fully believe in science and vaccinations. We've all got vaccines our whole lives. But I just say this, the policy doesn't make sense to me. And we'll leave it at that. I believe that everything else is kind of like still in place. You know, the football Fridays at the Eck, player walk. These are all things that are going to continue and go on. If you are going to the game, everything, the venue is going to be cashless. So, I mean, just like your tickets are all going to be on your phone. Now, if you want to go get a stadium dog and a Coke or whatever, you're going to need to, you know, a debit card. I'm always the opposite. I never have any cash on me. It's a rare time that I have like $10 in cash on me, but, you know, I'm not everybody. So just keep that in mind. If you're going to the games, you know, cash won't count for anything inside the stadium. And I really think that's it. I think most of the stuff is just, I mean, it's the same. It's going to be they're going to try to do this. Jack did say that they're on a weekly basis, they're going to reevaluate. So who knows really what's going down the pipeline. Excuse me. Anytime they do that, that generally means that, it leaves it open. They're trying not to surprise anybody, but they want to make people aware and ready that if a change does happen, you know, this is just how things are going to go this year. So that, and of course, none of that is going to matter to us until September 11th. Before that, we have our opening game of the season, which is now, as I record this, 8 days away. You know, just a week away. Look, Florida State down in Tallahassee. And the line dropped once again. I believe when I recorded this the last time, it was set at 8.5. Now we're down, or maybe it was 8, but I thought it was 8.5. Now we're down to 7.5. And so just another point that, that drops. The over-under has stayed at 56. And the money lines have moved, I mean, which means the money lines have moved slightly. But, you know, if you're betting $100 on Notre Dame, you're going to get like a little over 35 bucks back if Notre Dame wins. Excuse me. If you bet $100 on Florida State, you're going to get about $225 back in winnings. So the line movement is a little funny, but a lot of that is, you know, what where the money's going, where the bets are going right now. You know, this isn't March or, you know, this isn't May. Now we're starting to see all these bets come in, and you'll start seeing the lines move a little bit. I don't know how. I don't know if 7.5 stays that way for a while. I would bet it goes, it shoots back up to 8.5 before kickoff. But this is definitely not an area of my expertise, so I'm not gonna sit here and pretend. I'll relay the information to you just about any time we do these news and notes podcasts. But as far as being an expert on sports gambling, I am not him. I'm not going to pretend like I'm him, like some people do. but, you know, today is the first, as I'm recording this, is the first college football Saturday of the season. So we're all pretty excited about that. But just wanted to give a shout out to for Notre Dame's recruits, their commits and their targets for a Friday night. Just the highlights just kept rolling in. Friday night on Twitter, it was kind of a fun thing to watch. I put that up on the on onefootdown.com. A bunch of clips from that. One of my favorite was Xavier Nwankwo, who is Notre Dame's number one safety target this round. It's basically Notre Dame and Ohio State. Iowa, he's an Iowa native. Iowa might be in the mix a little bit there, but it's really, you know, Notre Dame, Ohio State right now. But Nwankwo saved a touchdown in the end zone with an interception. He scored a touchdown reception. And then in the fourth quarter, with 6 seconds left in the game, he caught a 38-yard Hail Mary touchdown to win the game for his team, which is Southeast Polk in Iowa. Just kind of fun to watch. And it's, you know, like, yeah, a lot of the talk this offseason, a lot of the fun talk has been about, you know, getting Kyle Hamilton some time at wide receiver, throw him some jump balls, blah, 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 blah. Well, the most comparable guy coming up behind Kyle Hamilton is Xavier Nwankwo. So a guy that, you know, still have not, this is by no means, you know, Notre Dame has a long ways to go still, battling Ohio State for his signature. But here's a guy who can possibly be another Kyle Hamilton. I know for Greg, it would be blasphemous if I said the next Kyle Hamilton, because there's only one Kyle Hamilton. But if you're looking for a Kyle Hamilton type player, Xavier Nwankwo can be that. And I hope I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. but there was also some other, you know, besides him, there's all sorts of stuff. C.J. Williams had a good night, catch a touchdown. But maybe the best thing about report about C.J. Williams on Friday night was during a blowout win. Like their Mater Dei was just kicking the crap out of Duncanville. He's picking up trash on the sidelines. So this is a good kid. I like that kind of stuff reported. I can't remember who it was, the recruit. It was maybe a couple years ago that it was reported that was doing this. Just something you like to see. Just kind of shows you a little bit more of a high character guy. We appreciate that here at Notre Dame. So good going there. Jadarian Price, kind of for me, maybe more so than what Nwankwo did, had himself a hell of a night. Look, I know we were disappointed about Nicholas Singleton committing to Penn State. You know, a lot of us kind of thought Notre Dame had him in the bag in June. And then, woof, went away. But we've had Jadarian Price committed since, like, February. Running back out of Texas, plays for Denison High. Last night, he ran for 255 yards and a touchdown. I mean, there's a picture of him up. He looks like a college running back right now. This is a really good looking running back body on this kid. I mean, he is impressive. And yeah, it was 259 yards on 22 carries. It was the 14th best game in Dennison history. Dennison's a pretty good program. So good on him. Eli Raritan, now, you know, tight end recruiting, and Raritan's a funny one because, you know, rated as a 3-star across a lot of different formats. But watching him play, and this is what the vibe from what the coaching staff was kind of, whatever leaks to the recruiting reporters, the coaches have extremely high on Eli Raritan. And then saw the 78 yard touchdown that he had. I don't know how he caught it. It was an underthrown ball, came back, caught it. Cool. Throws a couple stiff arms out. And then three guys had an angle on him, a close angle on him. And he just kicked on the burners out there in Iowa. Last night recruiting was all Iowa and Ohio, apparently. Ed has that touchdown. So he looked really good. Looked like a, really nice athlete out there. So love that. Sonny Styles in Ohio did some nice things. Steve Angeli, and also, had a nice touchdown to defensive commit, Jaden Bellamy. So little Shamrock to Shamrock connection there. So all in all, it was a nice, fun night. I don't remember. It was a good night. Let's put it that way. It's a good night. Super excited to see what these guys do throughout their season as we race towards signing day in December with the hopes of getting ourselves a top five class-esque. Maybe it's not exactly top five, but keep it in the top 10. If it's six or seven, that's six or seven to me will be just as great as five. I'll celebrate either way. But I think that's all I got for you right now. We will have the Florida State preview podcast coming up in, I think, Wednesday morning. Should be there in all your podcast players. And I hope we'll see about getting Jude on there. Jude's been really busy. He's missed the last couple of pods, and then hopefully we'll be able to get him on this one. I don't know if I can talk him into it yet, though. Something about take a walk late at night. But just a reminder, get over to Apple Podcasts. Please leave a rating. Please leave a review. All the reviews that you leave, I will read on the next OFT podcast. And I do ask that your reviews and ratings are kind of reserved for our big special show, the OFT podcast itself. These news and notes are kind of a utility service for y'all, as well as the Off the Rails, which I'm probably going to do too. So you guys might be getting 4 episodes this fall. That's kind of my hopes anyways, a week. We'll see. We'll see how that goes with time and all that. But I'm hoping to do all that for you this fall. Congratulations. We made it to the season. Again, today's the first day of college football. Just watching Illinois and Nebraska already had me dozing off for a quick couple moments, so I know college football back. Thanks for listening, and as always, go Irish.